97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews with Mark Cox. Thank you for tuning into the show. We ask you to share the show with people that may not know about the show. And it doesn't have to be just here in the St. Louis area. It can be on the Odyssey app anywhere in the world. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, where they are featuring a great selection of the SIG Legion series, the custom works. You need to stop in and see what they've got to offer at Razorback Armory in De Pere on Manchester Road, just east of 270. Find them at RazorbackArmory.com. And now we have kind of the, I guess you could call it this part of the Great Outdoors Indoors, because one of the cool events that everybody looks forward to when the temperatures drop is Monster Jam. And Tom Mentz is from Paxton, Illinois, and he is here, and this is going to be his final Monster Jam competition after more than 30 years within the sport. If you know the truck, Max D, he is the greatest of all time. Welcome, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm so pumped up. I can't even contain myself now just hearing you talk about it. You got me so excited, so worked up. I can't wait to get to the Dome at America Center and tear it down.
You know, Tom, I've often said that the Dome, because when the Rams left, it's like, you know what, let's just make that Monster Jam capital of the world, because you guys come there every year, but I think you guys could do 4 or 6 events a year. Wouldn't you agree? The crowd shows up in droves.
They come out big numbers for both days, you know. Now we've made it 2 days, you know, for quite a while now, but it is the best building for Monster Jam. You have the huge pit area where we can work off on trucks out back, but then the floor is the largest floor that we compete on. I mean, a lot of room for big stunts, big tricks. A lot of people ask me, what's the best event to go see? And I'm like, St. Louis.
Yeah, baby.
Say that. I mean, huge floor.
Well,
great facility. People do come from all around to go to that event.
Well, I think it's awesome. Yeah, and Tom, you've been at this for a long time. How has Monster Jam changed over the 30 years you've been part of it?
It's changing every day, but over the last 30 years, I mean, it's incredible, you know, to go from driving monster trucks slowly over stacks of cars to flying through the air 35 foot high, doing amazing backflips and craziest tricks that I never thought would be even possible. It's made a huge change.
And it's like every sport, because, you know, back in the day, that, you know, I just watched a documentary on Evel Knievel, and he was taking a Harley, I think maybe even had a Triumph at one point, but he was taking a, you know, and making a jump over, you know, 7 buses, which was cool, but it was a straight line. Now you got these freaks out there doing triple backflips and, you know, Superman letting go of the bike completely. I think monster trucks have done the same kind of elevation, because now you're seeing reels on Instagram that these trucks are doing cartwheels and all kinds of stuff, right?
Crazy stuff, you know, and it's a lot of it has to do with Monster Jam University, you know, nearby in Illinois, you know, right by my house, you know, being able to take young talent, giving them the tools they need to practice, to train, to get better. Every part of that makes the sport better. But, you know, it is amazing. I mean, now you're balancing trucks on the front tires only, maneuvering all around the stadium or the side 2 tires, and then backflips are, you know, still everybody loves backflips. I mean, you're taking a 12,000 pound truck and flipping it over backwards and landing back on the tires. The crazy part about it, people still don't mind to think about, is at some point you've got 12,000 pounds above your head.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing. You know, you mentioned Monster Jam University. Every sport that I've ever been involved with, from myself to my kids, to it there's an expense related to all of it. I can't imagine what some of these trucks must cost. How do you get the next generation involved in this?
That's it. I mean, you know, getting them involved, getting them to like it, getting them to love it, getting them to send in an application to Monster Jam University, you know, getting the opportunity to do an audition with them, then evaluating them on what they're great at, what they could use work at, and then you start training. And then, you know, I mean, think of it. You walk up to a 12-foot tall, 12-foot wide, 12,000-pound, 1,500-horsepower machine and say, okay, now you need to learn how to drive that. And when you learn how to drive it, you need to be spectacular. I mean, what a hurdle to clear right from the beginning.
That's so cool. You know, in the culture of the fans, they come out and a lot of times they get a chance to be around the drivers and the vehicles up close and the pit parties that are available at MonsterJam.com. You know, because you guys break so much, Tom, do you have to be a mechanic to be a driver, or do you get a mechanic when you become a driver?
Yeah, I mean, it helps if you're a driver and you were a mechanic. That's not too commonplace anymore. Obviously, it is for me. I was a mechanic before I even got into monster trucks. So, but yeah. Back then, you had to know how to work on the machinery and keep it running just to be a driver. But now it's not necessary. We have highly trained technicians from University of Northwestern, Ohio. They work on these trucks constantly, and they'll be super busy with the two events we'll have in St. Louis, making sure these machines will come back and run just as hard on day two as they do day one. I mean, it's pretty commonplace now. I mean, we carry engines, transmissions, every single part you need on that truck. We have it in the trailer.
That's amazing. All right, we're talking to Tom Mintz, of course, the GOAT from Monster Jam competition. He's 14 world champion titles. That's pretty darn impressive.
I don't want you to sit still on that because it's going to be 15 after this year.
Oh, so. Nice. I love it. So I know the age range of the people in the audience is vast because you've had people that have been fans for 30 years and they're bringing their grandkids now and all that stuff. How about the drivers? Like, is there an age at which you decide I'm not going to do this anymore? I mean, this is your final competition, or have you finally reached that point and because you've got 18-year-olds that are climbing up your rear end, or what?
Well, I still have the ability. I do, and I can still win, and I do that often. But, you know, to be honest with you, at 56 years old, it's probably not the smartest thing for me to still be doing it, and I am quite a bit older than the next closest driver. But I love that fact, you know. But most important for me is everybody has their time. You know this in all sports. You got to quit. At some point, you're not going to be able to keep up with the rigorous, you know, activity. But, you know, most important for me is I want to go out on top.
Yeah, and you probably will on the top of your truck, maybe on the roof. You never know. They call you the professor, Tom Mintz, and let's talk about the Monster Jam University. Are you going to be a woke university like a lot of the ones around the country? What are you doing to avoid that?
No. Everything we do there is real. Everything there has to happen for a reason. You know, the number one thing we work on is safety, and, you know, the number two thing we work on, which is a distant second, is certainly entertainment value. I mean, we want the fans to get the most entertainment for their dollar they spend, and they do. And, you know, I mean, what other event do you go to and you get to see a $250,000 Monster Jam truck, 35 foot in the high air, and quite possibly be worth about $250 by the end of the night?
that's the goal in some cases.
You look at it this way. I mean, you know, being entertainment is the number, you know, entertaining driver is the number one goal, not a good driver, you know, entertaining. So whether you do great or you do bad, a lot of times it's still entertaining.
Yeah. So you continue the professor side of this after you're done here with Monster Jam. You're going to keep teaching and keep getting people involved in the sport?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what fuels my fire now. And of course, stunt coordinator, you know, I've done all the crazy big stunts. I want to help others reach their goals. You know, it's cool to still be involved. I've loved it forever, and I will love it forever.
Well, I'm dear friends with the original monster truck, Bigfoot, out in Pacific is where their headquarters are. Did you ever run against them, or did you ever run with them out of Bigfoot?
Absolutely. Earlier in my career, I did, you know, a long time ago. I mean, certainly was a fan as well, you know. I know all them fellas really good, Jim Cramer, Bob Chandler, and all the drivers, you know. I talked to Jim Cramer not too long ago. You know, he had his final ride, they called it. It was cool to, you know, hear about that and having a chance to speak with him. Always someone that I looked up to. Both those guys, incredible.
So you can actually go to Monster Jam University, get a diploma, and become a Monster Jam driver. Can we talk? Is it tuition? Is it just a dream? How do we get more information? Can we send people to that? Because I know there's young people out there that are like, I got these big tires on my truck, I'm awesome. But then you think, well, I'd like to drive one of those. How do I do that?
Get on MonsterJam.com. Get some information, send yourself in an application, have a great, likable story, have the great ability to do that type of, you know, job. You know, maybe you'll get a chance to meet me one day and I'll get to evaluate you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of people who came through there. It's pretty much commonplace now. Every driver that comes to Monster Jam has to go through there, be evaluated. Make sure they have the safety skill set to get the job done and be entertaining.
So I have to ask, Tom, during your years at Monster Jam, do you remember Bowfeet? Bowfoot?
Bowfoot. Thank you.
Bo just sent me a picture of his truck on the floor at the Dome. How long ago was that, Bo?
That was probably 99, maybe 2000.
Oh, okay.
I had a Chevy Kodiak up on big tires. It was a street legal monster truck. And in honor of the monster truck world, I named it Bowfoot. And I drove that truck for, Mark, don't give me crap, man. I drove that thing for 21 years on the streets of St. Louis. And people would use it as, hey, I'll meet you at the big truck at the concert or whatever. It was, and so there was a couple of times I got to go on the floor of Monster Jam and drive it around. It was, gosh, what a thrill that was. We had a group called Land of the Giants that was here, Tom. I don't know if you remember them.
I do remember. I mean, I was there in 99. I was probably in Bulldozer at that time, but I do, you know, remember, used to see a lot of trucks down on the floor. No, that's pretty much where I cut my teeth at, you know. I went from, yep, you know, just having a big truck, driving on the street and then playing in the mud and going on to be a professional mud racer and then graduated to Big Monster Jam. I mean, yeah.
What a career.
It's a cool story, Tom, you know, and to be able to do that for over 30 years is crazy.
Yeah, Tom, were you like, have you been like Evel Knievel? Have you broken every bone in your body and you've survived and gone on to shoot again, you know, to jump again?
So I've definitely had my share of bangs and bruises for sure, and a lot of Monday morning rheumatism. That's a definite fact. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, you know?
I mean, I bet.
That's part of it, you know? Like Evel, it's just, you know, a mark you get to get the mark you got.
That's the truth. Well, Tom, I tell you what, I want to remind people, Monster Jam coming up Saturday, January 27th at 7, and again Sunday, January 28th at 3. It's at the Dome at America Center. The tickets for the pit party and everything available at monsterjam.com. And, sir, it's an honor talking to you. Congratulations on what is still a fantastic career that is about to come to an end after this season, right?
Yes, correct. But most importantly, when you're talking about the Dome at America Center, say the greatest venue for Monster Jam events. Make sure you add that in there.
All right, Tom, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Enjoy that retirement, whatever that looks like. And we appreciate your time here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, buddy.
Thank you so much. It was a joy to be on here.
All right. Saturday, Sunday. I can't believe you called my truck Bowfeet. What's wrong with you, boy?
Bowfoot. I meant to say Bowfoot, and then I was thinking Big Feet, and I'm thinking, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry, Bo.
Yeah, did thanks I insult a lot, pal. You? Big Fish. Yeah, well, you know, you just didn't know.
Where's the truck now? Whatever happened to it?
You know what? I sold it in 2018, and it now is a marketing tool for a boat and RV storage, actually.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
In the area.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's still chromed up, but yeah. And actually, I think somebody told me it was the maintenance manager of Lindbergh High School. Him and his son bought it or something.
Wow.
I don't know.
There
Who knows?
Go. Well, that's pretty
but
cool.
It was a good run.
Somebody owns Bowfoot, and just as long as I've got the name right, we're in good shape. All right, coming up, we've been talking indoors with Monster Jam. We're going to go back outdoors because before long, and you know it's one of the first signs of spring, it's going to be spring training, the winter warm-up for the Cardinals taking place this weekend. We're going to get some inside baseball from Matt Pauley, who is the Sports Open Line host at KMOX, coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Ain't nothing about it, love,
there's something about a drug. Get more at 971talk.com.